all the Bengali literature that we have already published get republished in Bangladesh.
Yes.
And this too, guilty. And for that purpose we shall pay. And spend that money.
It's not difficult for us to do that.
Yes, maybe. Plan like that.
Because we're sending money anyway for construction. So we can send some of that grain and pay back the construction loan with you. Can you send money from Bangladesh to India?
Huh?
I'm asking him whether he's able to send any money into India from Bangladesh.
What is the use of sending?
Well, just like supposing, and supposing he sells a great quantity of literature.
In Mistake.
They may want him to continue bringing foreign exchange in. That's the point I'm making.
Yeah.
So, to continue sending foreign
exchange. Make more capital by making profit out.
But they may want him to continue sending foreign money in, not just...
Yes, beginning will be foreign money.
But they may want it to continue, in not
yes,
only the beginning.
If required, we shall send.
Yes, they want that.
Yeah, they want that.
When they see foreigner, they just think how they can make some profit from them. Yes. Our lawyer told us that you can do anything in Bangladesh if you have money. You can accomplish anything.
We don't have any shortage.
You make plan. How to do it? Money we shall send, we shall not take back. We shall invest.
Fortunately, we have no scarcity of money.
No. Why? Krishna has no scarcity of money. I had just a samagras. Why there is a question of cash, cash? Makes him your own intelligence. With how much foreign exchange we'll begin in Bangladesh?
Well, at the moment, Pancharatna Prabhu has gone to Bangladesh and he's investigating in great detail the cost of printing. So when he gives his report, then we'll have a clear idea.
What my idea was, Srila Prabhupada, was this. If he can print in Bangladesh, not only he can print for his own needs in Bangladesh, he can print for West Bengal. And Jaipataka, instead of... We can pay him in foreign exchange from America. And Jaipitaka can pay the money for the books to the construction fund, which would have been coming from America anyway. And that way, it would be very nice accounting.
So I'll make that scheme.
I don't know.
Even if there's not Lloyds Bank,
Lloyds Bank has branches all over the world.
Yeah, and they also have relationships with other banks, and they don't have a branch.
Lloyds Bank is English Bank. Lloyds Bank, Grindley's Bank.
There is Grindley's Bank in Nepal.
Ah, that's all right.
Actually, I think that in the case of Nepal, it's possible to change Nepal money back into Indian currency without much trouble.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Then we can send as much money as you want. If that's a fact, Srila Prabhupada, that they can change Nepalese money into Indian rupees without any loss, then we can send him whatever money he requires. Because regularly we have to send so many thousands of dollars every month of construction to India. So if he can change money into rupees, then we can give him any amount of money, if necessary.
Srila Prabhupada, in Bangladesh, the people would welcome us with kirtan everywhere we went. They came into the streets and held kirtan, and then they offered garlands to the devotees.
And offer them prasadam without discrimination.
Yes.
So Muslim also is different.
Actually, many of the upper class Muslims who are more intellectually advanced, they were quite appreciative of our philosophy.
Yes, they said, why do you say Hindu? We are not Hindu. We are for humanity. Yes.
Says by separate post he's sending us news clippings and photographs.
That's so far the Indian circumstances.
It's strange that he did not write, but I will question him what was the response from the Indian community. Imagine that there were a good many thousand Indians at the festival. There must have been. We have quite a good relationship with the Indian community in New York. Adi Kesh Maharaj and others have developed it through the years now, in the last 2 years.
The astrologer with Yasodhananda Swami, and he did more calculations on your chart. Just going to the notes.
Get on the right.
Basically, he explained when the difficult times will come according to the planets. But then he made it very clear that beyond the planetary influence, it would be very difficult for calculations for a person in your position. For an ordinary man, he can say very clearly. And he can say for you which planets will disturb, but he cannot say for sure how much they will affect, because being a saintly person, there is naturally some resistance to these influences. So he made that very clear, that you should not think that these are final. So he said, according to your birth, the longevity shows very clearly, and he gave a date. The longevity is 81 years, 5 months, and 29 days, which means February 28, 1978, 6 months from today, or from now. This is according to birth and stars arrangement. But on this point, he made it very clear that this was from your birth, this was set, but it can change due to pious activities, due to the hand of Krishna. This can change. So, and then he described that during the next 6 months, the first week of September, Saturn will pass over Ketu, and it will agitate the influence of Ketu even more. So the first week of September, the resistance will go down, will become weaker. Then he mentioned that there may be some trouble from maybe financial, or maybe from juniors, from subordinates. Then if this period, if you can pass through 1978, then there's 4 or 5 more years clear ahead. If you can pass through 78. This was what he said. But that after 78, there would be 4 or 5 years which would be more or less clear of difficulties. He said that if you can pass through 1978, then after that there will be 4 or 5 years of clear without much difficulty. He said that you could go on easily for 4 or 5 years after that, if you can pass through 1978. And he said, according to birth arrangement, the fatal date is February 28, 1978, in 6 months. At that time, there's what's called a completion of Ketu Mahadesha, which began at your birth. But he stressed several times that we should not take these calculations to be final on account of your position. He said, these are for ordinary men. He said, it is always the case that a man of spiritual advancement will have the ability to overcome his fate. He quoted the case of his father, who is in the Sri Sampradaya, and he was apparently very pious, and he lived so many years beyond his fatal date, and even so many astrologers had given the calculation, but still he went on because of, he said that he would fast on Ekadasi and so many days and so much job like that. So he said, for a man of your position, he could not even say for sure. He said that definitely the hand of Krishna would be involved. So like this, he seemed to have a very sober idea. And he was hopeful that the blue sapphire would have some beneficial effect, at least to relieve you to some degree. And that he thought that by now you should have noticed a little bit, at least. Besides the gem that Ayurveda, if there is a good Ayurveda physician, he can also relieve the effects. That they know the art, if you can find a proper man. I inquired if there is a proper man in this district. He said he didn't know anyone in this area. He knows of a man in Delhi. I took his address and I tried to contact him, but I have not yet contacted him. It was not available. However, we have contacted a man. We read the report to you the other night. Tamal Krishna read you when we were upstairs. He was suggesting the pearl and the oxidized gold and bark of Arjuna tree. That man is the chief physician of this big Ayurvedic hospital in Delhi. He's the chief resident physician there. He lives there at the hospital and he's in charge. He's expressed a serious interest in you. And he's a very, very pious man. He wants to come to visit Vrindavan. His wife is an Ayurveda physician. He is the chief physician of the hospital. And there's another professor of Ayurveda. They all want to see if they can offer some suggestion. So on Sunday,
Why not bring them?
Yes, on Sunday we have arranged. They will come for a visit of Vrindavan and they will come to see you. To see if they can relieve you some difficulty. As far as we could find in Delhi, these are the most reputed men. And they are actively practicing and teaching. They are recognized.
On Sunday?
Yes, on Sunday, sure. But today is Thursday. These were the major points of the problem. That for 6 months, there's trouble, especially in the first week of September. And if you can pass through 78, then he sees 4 or 5 years ahead clear.
That means divine intervention, Srila Prabhupada.
Me calculas de los sueños. That doesn't matter. Rather, if I am finished now, it will be glorious.
It will be what,
glorious.
Glorious. living will also be glorious.
Hmm?
Living will also be glorious.
Yeah. And that's the ecstasy. Would you like to send to that Navadvip astrologer?
Yeah, I'm going to write to Jagadaka to see him. Mm-hmm. I'll give him the information.
Yeah, God didn't come.
Oh, yeah. How about me, Ram? Write this, what he has given, I'll have him write it up and add it to that other report. I have a file that we'll keep in case you want to hear it. Dune is here, Shiva Prabhupada.
Hmm.
You'd like to hear Chaitanya.
Yeah. Can you get into life? Then you are controlled. The so-called advanced medicine or advanced knowledge has no meaning. You have to die. Then where is the value of your empty voice?
What kind of empty voice?
Yeah.
Empty promises. It says, human babies are born with a set of genetically determined behavior patterns known as instincts, but with no knowledge. Knowledge has to be put into the brain of the child through the five senses. If a child is born bereft of the five senses, it will grow like a vegetable without a mind, although it has a...
So why a child is bereft of senses and why the others not? Who controls it?
He says a child born deaf will neither be a Sinhalese nor a Tamil because it will not be able to speak the languages of either community. It will
that
be a dumb child.
That means he is born half deaf.
Right.
But can you give life to a senses?
Well, now he's speaking about a different subject.
Now, first of all, if a child is born bereft of all the senses, can you give him?
No.
Then what is your value?
Well, he says you can't give him either.
Now, I don't say that I can give. But you say you can give. You say that without God we can do. We don't say. We say that God is the ultimate controller. That it is your beauty to give him, not our mighty. I don't take the all power. I'm not such a fool. Therefore, the onus has to be proved by you. What is called onus?
Yeah, the onus is on them.
To do it without God, then I take it seriously. And then I identify simply nonsense.
Elders should be careful to give sound knowledge based on objective evidence to their children. Unfortunately, a lot of delusional ideas are put into the minds of children in the name of religion.
Das and Swami talk about rebirth, soul, supreme soul, life-generating matter, etc. As a result of such delusional ideas put into them by deluded Indian godmen, Prabhupada, who founded the bizarre cult known as Krishna Consciousness. Oh, real demon. He's a real demon, this man. Krishna has his place already put aside for him. His science won't help him at that time. Knowledge and enlightenment cannot be had through meditation, which is only a form of self-hypnosis. Das and Swami ask whether scientists can make a chicken to come out of a plastic egg. I do not know whether they are aware that scientists have made over 10 elements, such as fermium, protium, cerium. That's all right, we're asking about a chicken, we're not asking about the elements.
That's because you are simply producing empty sound. Where is the chicken? That's good. The chicken, the hen, is better scientist than you. They'll produce another egg within a week. You simply this, that. That's all. Left, right. What is your value? They don't give you value. Less important than the chicken.
He says, we have created over 10 elements that even even God could not create them because he did not know the technology involved in making them.
God keeps on your mouth. It doesn't require to take your creation. Without your creation, he can do everything. God kicks on your mouth with food. Stop it in nonsense. Tell him like that.
Yeah, I'm sure I have to do the next we'll read, isn't it? Mm-hmm. He says, are these two men aware of the success of Sri Lankan scientist Dr. Cyril
Who
Kona?
Cares for this scientist?
The Nobel Prize winner in synthesizing amino
Nobel
acids.
Prize, another rascal has given him a Nobel Prize. He is a rascal, another rascal has given him. Suri Shakti Mata. In the liquor house, the witness is the drunkard. What is the value of the witness of a drunkard? Do you know Suri Shakti Mata? There is some incident within the liquor shop, and the proprietor of the liquor shop has brought some witnesses. All of them are drunkards. So what is the matter of Suri Shakti Mata? As soon as they are drunkard, immediately they are rejected. Lunatic asylum. And the proprietor of the liquor shop has no more business than the drunkard.
He says here that these great Nobel Prize winners have made protoplasm from inert substances simulating the conditions that prevailed in the primitive atmosphere of the earth. Do they know that human egg and sperm cells could be fertilized in test tubes and the fetus developed in an artificial womb or in the womb of a hired woman? Among animals, that evolved on this
planet. What is the benefit? There are millions of ohms. Why you should have higher? If there is scarcity of ohms, then we can hire. You rascal, you hire. You do not. You see, without hiring, there are millions of ohms and they're producing.
He says that they can do it.
They haven't done it yet.
Among animals that evolved on this planet, man is the only animal that has progressed in all his activities. This he achieved through his knowledge and science. While all organisms continue to live even today as their forebears did millions of years ago, man alone has progressed.
There are uncivilized men without any knowledge, they can produce children. Do they have any scientific knowledge? How they're producing children? The same man, the same woman, the same child. What is the divine?
He says, man alone has progressed from the caveman state to the present spaceman state. Using science...
In eating, sleeping, nothing more important. He eats by killing an animal in the jungle. And you are eating, killing an animal in the organized slaughterhouse. That's all. So what is the difference between you and him? You are committing sinful activities by hammering and killing. But he does not do so. He's not so sinful.
He said that man alone has progressed.
He can be allowed to do so because he is not civilized. But you are civilized and you are committing great sinful activity by maintaining clutter. And because you are godless, you do not know that you will suffer for these people. That is the proof of existence of soul.
He says that this has happened by man's technology and not by the help of any god or knowledge obtained from any scripture. Advancement in medical science and social welfare services are helping more and more misfits to survive, to procreate more and more misfits as future citizens.
What social welfare you have done? You have opened so many hospitals. What does it mean that you can give life?
Here's what he says. He says, advancement in medical science and social social welfare services are helping more and more misfits to survive, to procreate more and more misfits as future citizens. While the short-term goal is achieved, the long-term goal is jeopardized. Future governments are not going to allow all the misfits to procreate misfit children on the ground that life originates from the Supreme Soul. It is the unique ability of man to engage in creative thinking and has made him succeed in his fight against the laws of nature.
Why do you have gain?
father died, your mother died, you are a good scientist, why cannot save them? What is the value of your education? Simply empty void. You will also die. Can you make permission that you will not die?
Future. They'll say.
That is empty void.
Oh boy. It says the highly developed forebrain and the deeply convoluted cortex have helped them to think creatively. Scientists, as a general rule, are objective thinkers because they base their thoughts on empirical knowledge. Mystics and visionaries, the so-called spiritual scientists of Das and Swami, on the other hand, build up their thoughts on their subjective perceptions. Books on chemistry, physics, mathematics, geography, history, geology, anthropology, paleontology, engineering, medical science, astronomy, etc., are the products of objective thinkers. On the other hand, books like Arabian Nights, what is that? Gulliver's Travels.
Who's Arabian Nights?
Fairy stories like fairy stories like the Mahabharat, Ramayana, Bible, Quran, Pilgrim's Pilgrim's Progress, Jataka stories, astrology, palmistry, numerology, theology, demonology, etc., are the products of subjective thinkers. While the former are factual, the latter are all fictitious. Some of the marvelous achievements of mankind in recent years are the liberation of atomic energy, radio telescopy.
A man is dying. You have accelerated his death. That's all.
Says landing on the moon.
Have you invented something that man will not die? Then it is a thing. We are dying. You have given facilities to die early. That is atomic energy. There is no energy which can save him, no one death. Is that improvement? By nature, one dies natural death, and you have accelerated. Many millions of people can be killed by this atom. What is your reaction? Same millions of people.
He says mentally deranged intellectuals are capable of expatiating on their hallucinations.
But who is mentally deranged?
He says we are. He says and they often become founders and preachers of diverse types of religious cults.
Your atom is energy. What benefit has that to give?
Real Rakshasa. Here's how to do this reply to him. Reply to Dr. Kruger's article. Before going into the main body of my article, which is a transcript of a lecture I delivered at Saraswati Hall on July 29th, before an audience of approximately 1,000 respectable gentry of Colombo, and where Dr. Kruger also happened to be present and was subsequently challenged, but failed to defend his position that life is generated by chance chemical combination, I would briefly like to point out the apparent defects in his article. It is not beyond Coover's power of observation. First of all, it should be pointed out that Dr. Coover has done exactly what I predicted he would do in my last article, namely swamp the reader with a deluge of word jugglery in order to avoid the main point in question, which is, if life is generated by chance, biochemical combination, as the scientists claim, then if given the said chemicals, can the scientist Coover make the chemicals come to life? Instead of answering this point, he has cleverly written, quote, that scientists have created over 10 elements, such as fermium, plutonium, cerium, einsteinium, etc. But elements are a far cry from living beings. He says that Dr. Cyril Panoparuma and Dr. Bal Govind Khorana, Nobel Prize winners. Incidentally, this Mr. Nobel was the inventor of dynamite, and he is giving peace prizes. Absurd, to say the least. He's famous for inventing dynamite, and he's giving the peace prize. As you said, drunkards. Those Nobel Prize winners have synthesized the building blocks of living protoplasm. So if this is a fact, then why Dr. Coover has not met the challenge and created life with the said building blocks of amino acids? My challenge still stands. Create life from chemicals. As for incubating a baby in the test tube, that baby in the test tube cannot be created by the so-called scientists. So what is their credit if they produce a baby in a test tube? God is already producing millions of babies daily in nature's test tube, the womb of a woman. Kuvor's statement that scientists are objective thinkers and base their thoughts on empirical knowledge only goes to prove my point that the soul lies beyond the jurisdiction of the limited senses of the scientists, and therefore a completely different process of approach has to be adopted.
Well, this is that with some Paramatma.
Hansa Duda becomes famous now. All the people there will support Hansa Duda. Naturally, they won't support such a rascal.
This argument is called critique of principle, logic. You can see that it's critique.
What is it called?
Critique of principia.
Picture.
So what the public said.
Should I just finish reading his article for that? Oxford Dictionary.
Very strong argument.
Yeah. Says the Oxford Dictionary defines empirical as based on observation and experiment. Observation and experiment is conducted with limited senses. Therefore, the conclusions are naturally limited and imperfect. So, in fact, the soul and the existence of God is quite beyond the power of Kuvor's observation. Why be so obstinate? This is common sense, point anyone can understand. He says, quote, it is the unique ability of man to engage in creative thinking that has made him succeed in his fight against the laws of nature. This is a preposterous claim only a fool would make. Nature forces everyone to become old, diseased, and lastly die. Even the most powerful conquerors of the world are helplessly dragged off the stage of life by nature in the shape of all-devouring death. But perhaps Dr. Cooper will be the first living being in the history of the world that will conquer over death. That remains to be seen. And lastly, he says, quote, some of the marvelous achievements of mankind in recent years are the liberation of atomic energy, radio telescopy to reach millions of light years in space, landing on the moon, etc. Everyone knows that the first thing scientists did when discovering atomic energy was to manufacture the atom bomb and promptly drop two of them on Japan, Hiroshima and Nagasaki, thus annihilating millions of innocent victims in a flash. It is certainly marvelous. At the expense of untold billions of dollars and years of research and hard labor, scientists have gone to the moon, snapped a few blurry photos, and brought back a handful of rocks, declared to the world there was nothing there, so now we will try to go to Mars. What is so marvelous about this is that it is completely lunacy, if anything. What is so marvelous about this? It is completely lunacy, if anything. On our earthly planet, millions of people are without food, shelter, and simple education. Instead of spending billions of dollars to bring rocks from the moon, science would be more credible if they would rather spend the hard-earned taxpayers' money for improving his own lot on Earth. Rocks are rocks, whether from the moon, from Mars, or from China. Or is it that science can turn the rocks into bread and cheese by applying some chemicals? Now, to get to the main article, in answer to Cooper's question of what objective evidence I have made the fantastic statement that life comes from life and matter also comes from life, and that there is soul, rebirth of the soul, and supreme soul, God. They say, fight fire with fire, and so I have taken advantage of three scientists who happen to be members of the Hare Krishna movement, and I dare say more qualified than the so-called Dr. Cooper, who is only an honorary doctor. Oh, he's exposed now. Whereas these men have actually qualified themselves in bona fide institutions of learning by submitting their thesis for PhD degrees. Dr. Cooper boasts that for over 20 years he has challenged holy men to show him God or the soul, and no one has ever dared to take up his challenge. But now someone has come forward to challenge him. I have rented the Ramakrishna Mission Hall on the 20th of August, Saturday, 6:30 p.m., and invite him to accept my challenge on the stage before the public to produce life from chance biochemical combination. All are invited to attend, admission free. Bring some chemicals if possible. He rented a hall. He put out a challenge in a newspaper. Now we'll hear what the public is saying. I think he gave a good reply.
Maybe.
He says, on the 28th and 29th of July, we held Hare Krishna festivals at one prominent hall and spoke on the origin of life and matter. The second evening, this Dr. Cooper showed up with seven or eight of his followers, all doctors and scientists of some sort. By your mercy and the mercy of the Lord, Tesham Satadiyuktanam Bhajatam Priti Purvakam, the lecture which somehow emanated from my mouth was so brilliant that the audience, about 1,000 people who were all aware of Dr. Cooper's presence and sensing the tension of challenge in the air, unanimously applauded as we spoke the last sentence. They unanimously applauded. I then asked for questions, but the Dr. Cooper and his friends did not make a peep while everyone waited in dead silence. It was clear that he was defeated hands down. After I came off the stage, he was still sitting in the audience. I went to him and gave him my garland so he might not feel bad.
Oh,
Now we have exhausted all possibilities. So anyway, that's what happened there. It says, now we have exhausted all possibilities of extending our visas here. We were not able to meet the Prime Minister again, so he is very busy rewriting the constitution of this country. So I thought the most inexpensive move is to come to India, and then I could also see you and perhaps be visiting the secretary for some time, then return again. Or I could go to Malaysia, Kuala Lumpur, Singapore, etc., in the Far East, Southeast Asia, and try to preach there, touring different cities to see the prospects. That's nice?
Better.
That would be good. He says, Bali Mardan was there years ago, and he seemed to be doing well. It is just that with all these countries, visa is a great problem. They demand always so much foreign exchange. Please let me know what I should do. I have also six other men who have to leave. If I go to the Far East, I could not take them all, just one or two. If possible, telegram as mail is slow. I have 3 weeks as of today. By 30th August, I have to go. Please reply this letter immediately. So we'll tell him to go to the... No, it's a different phone. Yes, I need my own field, perhaps due to my obstinacy, as your divine grace pointed out. I cannot seem to blend in someone else's field. I am really engaged here and very happy by your grace. You will be pleased to know that we have made another devotee. Sri Lanka is definitely a first-class field for preaching.
Maintain the brand, a local field.
He says, Sri Lanka is definitely a first-class field for preaching, and we are being accepted by Sindhis, Gujaratis, Tamils, and Sinhalese, Christians and Buddhists alike. All kinds of people are becoming attracted to the movement. It is very encouraging. Only the government policies are a nuisance. We now have 25 life members. Why can't he just go out and get a visa and go back in? Why can't, just like we go out and come right back, why can't he come to get a visa and then go right back in?
If he can do it in 2 days.
If he can do that, is that best? Okay. Because if he leaves now, whatever he's done will be lost. Those new men are not ready yet to do on their own.
You can come and go.
Yeah. The Sinhalese and Tamil translations are going on slowly but surely. Krishna consciousness movement will be a tremendous success here. Simply books are required. He says, to be Swami is all right, but I also want to be a qualified Goswami someday. Is it possible for me?
Yeah, you are already.
It says, P.S. When is the scientific conference led by Sri Damodar? We have also called for a meeting on the 20th August in the biggest hall in Colombo, and challenge Dr. Coover to the present and produce life and chemicals. I doubt, however, that he will show up, but the audience will be tremendous, at least 2,500 people to be sure. At all our programs, we distribute halva profusely. People here have never tasted such a thing. They love it. Halva beats chemicals anytime. So I can read you more later on, Srila Prabhupada.
come out very nice.
Yeah, this is very, very nice. Big too, thick.
He says, we are always praying to Krishna that he will give us the spiritual strength to help you in your mission of spreading Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Now we are also constantly praying, dear Lord Krishna, if you desire, please cure Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, we are most grateful for Tamal Krishna's recent letter in which he reports how much you enjoyed Back to God at issue number 7. This is number 8. This is our only purpose in life, to give you some little amount of pleasure by our service. The devotees are also enjoying the magazine very much, especially your talks with Hayagriva Prabhu on the bogus philosophers and the Srila Prabhupada Speaks Out feature. The devotees like that too much, what the Prabhupada speaks out. Please accept this Vyasapuja issue, Back to Godhead, 12:8. We are offering to you this drop of gratitude for the ocean of love you are giving us. Please help us continue to work together in pushing on your great movement to benedict the world with Krishna consciousness. Your insignificant servants and
masters.
I think I got a letter from Satsriv yesterday. I think this issue was 400,000. It varies between 400 and 500,000 copies. Generally about 500,000 every month. Pretty good standard.
Organized a society or simple question.
Restaurant, it's very good propaganda. They get a higher taste. I've seen on the airplane when I went last time, I had some cookies from the restaurant, so I gave them to the pilot, the stewardess, and said to give them to everyone. And they came and said, oh, we have been to your restaurant. We appreciate very much. It's very nice.
In this way, we have changed that.
They make aware of the actual suffering they're causing on the animals. If they're aware, they're not really aware of the actual suffering that they're causing the animals.
They think the animals don't have any feelings or soul.
They think so many ways not think for this. What do you have about their feelings? That's going to come in a while. That's very highly. But they are genuine believing. their whole life is belief. No factual.
How they will believe in man to go to me. Prabhupada wrote that in his journey. I agree, he took it out of the book, saying that how will we believe this?
Believe? You can judge. Where do you stand at?
Krishna.
This is your life. I believe. Whatever he believes, that's all.
The difficulty is they have no intelligence to understand what they're doing. But if by mass prasadam distribution they will get intelligence to see the serious sins they're
doing.
The whole
thing is I believe. I didn't say I believe. Anyone can believe something. Is it?
Opinion of a drunkard, as you said the other day.
Drunkard William.
Madman, mental institution, when you go in there, each one of them is speaking so many things.
He believed.
You mentioned in one of your books that everyone in this material world is considered mad. And a madman speaks all sorts of things. Whatever they speak is to be considered nonsense because they're all mad.
So, ninth meal today, Shubhakar.